What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Welcome to the Pro Football Draft Junkie podcast. As promised, this is the Senior Bowl show. This is an exciting show for me because it is our first, not including the mock draft I did last week. This is the first real show I've been able to do for the 2016 draft season. Been looking forward to this one for a while, been ready to get back out there. We thank everyone who listened to the show last year and helped it become what it had. You know, we didn't expect it to grow as quickly as it did. Of course, me and the Fantasy Matriculator, if you're new to the show, if this is your first listen, I'm usually joined by my co-host, the Fantasy Matriculator. I'm the draft junkie. He could not make it tonight, but the show must go on, so I'm here to do my Senior Bowl show and give you guys some players to watch for the game. And the way I decided to do this was pick, with a few exceptions, picked two players from each position to just look at, you know, that I have my eye on going into the draft. With a few exceptions, wide receiver position, I picked about four or five guys because there's more receivers in the game than almost any other position. And I picked a few other edge rushers to watch for a few reasons. It's arguably the most, after left tackle and quarterback, probably the most important position to look for in the draft. And B, this is just a good crop in the Senior Bowl for, you know, pass rushing defensive ends or outside linebackers. So with the exception of wide receiver and pass rushing defensive end, expect about two guys from each position to watch. With that being said, let's go ahead and go into it. Well, before I start with the position breakdown, give you some information on the Senior Bowl if you weren't already aware. Jason Garrett, who is, of course, the Dallas Cowboys head coach, will be coaching the North team. Gus Bradley, who is the coach of my Jacksonville Jaguars, will be coaching the South team. As always, the game will be played in Mobile, Alabama. It will be televised on the NFL Network. It will be played January 30th, so that's a week from this past Sunday. So coming up, and it'll be at 2:30 Eastern time. Usually a very good game to watch. Like I said, you know, Senior Bowl is a good thing to do a show about. Decided not to do one for the other bowl game, for the other senior games like the Shrine Bowl and the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Not that I won't be scouting those players, but the Senior Bowl is just a melting pot of a lot of kids that are, you know, there's going to be a lot of first-round kids in this. So this one merited its own show. With all that being said, let's kick it off with the quarterback position, the important position in the NFL. And the first player to watch out of the quarterbacks that I picked is one of the hotter names that's coming up right now in the draft process. And that's, of course, Carson Wentz, the quarterback from North Dakota State. Comes in at 6'5", 235, which is almost ideal size for a quarterback at the next level. One thing to watch for him in the game is how's he gonna play against, you know, FBS guys. I know the Senior Bowl has a lot of small school kids, but he's now going to be going for the first time in his career, not including like non-conference games that they would play at North Dakota State, but he's going to be going against the best of the best seniors, most of which come from football bowl division programs, which is your bigger schools. For those who don't know, obviously North Dakota State plays in the second tier of college football, and they've torn it up. They've just won their fifth straight national championship, of which Carson Wentz was at the helm. And that was one of the big things I looked at, is how's he going to look against these FBS competition that he plays? And that is no disrespect to the other competition. You know, Jacksonville State took Auburn to the wire, and he clobbered Jacksonville State, and that's a team that almost beat Auburn. But I want to see what he's going to do against some big names on defense. He's going to have guys that we're going to talk about later, like good pass rushers coming at him in the game. I want to see how he goes into that, because right now I have Carson Wentz as my top quarterback based on what I've seen right now. That could change. Right now it's between, it's a three-man race for me between Jared Goff out of Cal, Paxton Lynch from Memphis, and Carson Wentz. But right now Wentz is my number one guy because I've just liked what I've seen about him. He looks like he's got the confidence. He does, however, look like he could need, you know, which I know if you want to draft a quarterback in the top 10, he usually needs to be a guy who can come in and play right away, and I usually stick by that rule, but I see Carson Wentz as more of like a top 15, top 20 talent as of right now, or maybe even a late first-round talent, but since quarterback is so big in the NFL, don't be shocked to see him go in the top 10, top 15, especially to a team like, you know, let me see where they pick, team like the Houston Texans who pick, well, they pick 22nd. I could see him going there. I mean, Dallas Cowboys pick 4th overall, and even they could take him. You know, this is You're looking at the teams that need your quarterbacks. Dallas could take him. San Francisco, I would have said, could take him. But now I, you know, in my last mock draft, I have them going for, have them going with Laquon Treadwell, which I will do my mock draft after this. It just depends. And you could always see a trade up for a guy like Wentz, who, with the Senior Bowl, this could be a huge test for him. If he comes out and has a great game, like MVP honors, you're going to see his stock start to skyrocket. Another thing I'm interested to see at him in the game, what kind of offense is he going to run? Is he going to run, you know, that kind of, you know, spread offense that he ran at North Dakota State, or what looked to me like it? Is he going to run a lot of pro style? You know, the way the NFL is going, you'll get some teams that stick with their, you know, which the matriculator will talk about with me. Some coaches are set in their ways with the scheme. But if you get a guy like Carson Wentz, it would be smart to probably play to his system. So I'd like to see what he plays, you know, if he's going to run spread or pro style, or if they're going to do a mix, or if they're going to play to his strengths, which I believe is a lot of, like, you know, short checks and stuff like that. What else do I have about him? Oh, like I said, he needs seasoning. He could be one of those guys that gets drafted, and I think he could probably use a year on the bench to learn. Like, you know, an ideal situation would be to go to a team like the Cowboys, if, you know, and learn from Romo for a few years and then get ready to take the field. But the problem with Dallas with the fourth pick, do you take a risk on a quarterback that's not going to come in and play right away? But definitely, not just because I'm starting at the quarterback position, just Wentz, maybe the overall top prospect in this Senior Bowl. For me, he's the top quarterback to watch. The second quarterback I have to watch in this game is Dak Prescott. Anyone who's a fan of an SEC team definitely knows this name. He's the quarterback from Mississippi State. Did about everything for him when he played. He comes in right now, and keep in mind, I meant to say with these heights and weights, combine hasn't happened yet. So these heights and weights I've pulled from the websites of the respective schools. They're usually going to stay around the same, but sometimes you'll see some, you know, some inflated numbers with the height and weight. So keep in mind that I'm using what was provided to me by the schools. Dak Prescott was the second quarterback I've decided to highlight because he's drawing a lot of comparisons to another SEC quarterback who came out, which is hard to believe, about 5 years ago, and that's Tim Tebow. I don't know if I see it as much. I see Dak Prescott as, you know, has a lot better of an arm than Tim Tebow. But the Senior Bowl can answer some questions about that. Is he going to be Tebow 2.0, or is he Tebow with a better arm? Right now I'm leaning towards the latter. I think he reminds me a lot of Tim Tebow, not because of the number, but they do have a lot of the same style, especially Mississippi State's offense was designed a lot about runs, you know, and that's something I'm questioning. Will he run as much in the Senior Bowl, or will the offense design, you know, is the offense going to be designed around him running when he comes into the game, or are they going to look for more of a pro-style attack out of Dak? I know what he can do with the ball in his hands as a runner, so I would like to see how he does in a pro style. Because, you know, sometimes, like I said, you'll have a quarterback that comes in and plays the coach's scheme instead of a scheme to his own strength. And, you know, a great quarterback, which is obviously what we're all looking for, can adjust. So let's see how Dak can do that. And another thing I want to look for in Dak in this game is consistency. Consistency in all facets of his game, in his footwork, in his checkdowns. Sometimes when he would get behind, you know, and I'm an Alabama alum / fan, so I those are the games I really watched. And sometimes when he would get knocked down early, it would affect his work. And I want to see what happens. Like, maybe if he comes into the game and, you know, the South, I presume, is who he's playing for if they're not winning, let's see if he can, you know, keep it up. If he strings a good drive, that's something I'm looking at a Dak, is to string a few good drives together. I'd like to see more consistency out of him, because I do think he's worth a lot more respect than what he's getting, because a lot of people look at him as a system guy who runs too much. I really do like his arm, and I want to see what he can do at the Senior Bowl. Moving positions, let's look at a guy that I've started to like a lot. And he's a small school guy. This is something I'll talk about in a second. That's going to be with a lot of the small school guys like Wentz. Kenneth Dixon from Louisiana Tech, 5'10", 212 pounds. Like I said about Carson Wentz, this is going to be a recurring theme for small school guys. How's he going to look against better competition? Kenneth Dixon, I believe, Louisiana Tech. I apologize if I have fans out there. I believe it's the Sun Belt. I don't know if they still play in the Sun Belt. I want to see how he does again against these top-tier linemen. I'm presuming he's playing in the South, so he's going to be going against guys like Carl Nassib, who I'm going to get into later. How's he going to do, you know, coming off that? Because what I see, his Louisiana Tech tape, I see a very smart and tough running back. His numbers speak for themselves. You know, he did almost everything for them. He looks comfortable in the passing game. He looks about, you know, almost everything you can look for in an NFL running back. But again, I want to see what he does against the competition. That's something for you guys to watch out for. And let's see if he can keep his smarts going, because that's one thing I like about him as a running back. He's a smart, patient runner. And the second running back I went to pick for had to do it, not just because he's a Bama guy, but I am curious about it, and that is Kenyon Drake. Of course, the hero for Alabama from the national championship game had the kick return for the touchdown. That's already going to be a plus for him going into the NFL, is that he's a return man. That automatically helps your draft stock. If you are seasoned and you can return, a team will always take a flyer and take a chance on you for that. Kenyon Drake checks in at 6 foot, 210 pounds. What I like about Kenyon a lot is he's versatile. He can line up anywhere on the offense and do damage to you. And he is, you know, if you've seen the kick return that he did against Clemson, he's a blazer. That is his best asset, which is what makes him so versatile and able to line up anywhere on the field and hurt you. One thing I'm looking at Kenyon to see what he can do at the Senior Bowl, pardon. I want to see if he can run in the box. Something he didn't do a lot of Alabama was, you know, come at you in the box. He would do a lot of, you know, outside runs and stuff like that. I wonder if he's going to be tested at the Senior Bowl and try to hit those gaps like the A and B gap, or if he's just going to be used as his strength. I think, you know, going into the NFL, it would show scouts more and give him a lot more of a much better resume, where I have Kenyon as about a fourth, late third round pick right now. If he can show that he can run in the boxes, that can make him a borderline, you know, early third round pick, late second round pick, honestly. You know, you look at what teams like the Patriots do with these guys like Edelman that can line up almost everywhere, and then Drake, you can put Drake at slot, but he also can run the ball. He's a very dangerous athlete. And speaking with the versatility, is Kenyon a three-down back? That is something to look for since it's a Senior Bowl and they may be rotating. I don't know if they're going to give him drives or they're going to give him three downs, but I know that the scouts will probably be seeing, because that's what's going to eventually propel him to more money and a higher draft pick, is if he can prove himself as a three-down back. So that's something for you guys to look for in the game. Moving on to positions now, wide receiver, which, like I said, I'm going to do a few more wide receivers because they're – you know, unlike most of these positions, you usually, you know, receivers, you have three on the field at once, you know, as opposed to other positions. So I picked a few other guys, starting with one of my favorite prospects right now. I don't know how many people know about him, but he could become a big name soon, and that is Leonte Carew out of Rutgers, who comes in at 6 foot, 205. This is a guy I really like. He had some great plays against Rutgers, or for Rutgers, pardon. He catches the ball very good in traffic is one thing I noticed, which obviously in the NFL that's going to be a big thing. He is a threat all over the field, which is something I look for with my wide receivers. You know, he's not a guy that's limited. Like, he's not like a deep threat, and I'm not calling out Mike Wallace because he was a great player, but he's not one of those, you know, he's going for the home run every time. I noticed on Carew's tape, he's a threat all over the field, which I always will look for. His big flag is what to look for this week. He's one of the few guys I will say to watch on the microphone as well as the game. He did have the domestic violence charge against Rutgers. He was suspended indefinitely by the team. So that could definitely hurt him because and keep in mind while I'm doing this show, since I just got back into gear about a week or two ago, I haven't gotten to see full tape out of all these guys. Everybody that I'm talking about in this show, I've watched, but I haven't seen full tape on everyone. But for now, Leonte Carew is a borderline first-round pick for me. But the assault charge, you know, the way the NFL is going, and I totally agree, the way everything's going right now, he's going to fall to maybe the third or fourth round. But if he shows some leadership and shows that he's matured, not Joe Mixoning it, that's look that up yourself. That was an Oklahoma player. If he shows that he's matured, that could definitely save him a lot of money, and he could maybe potentially slip into the second round. I don't know even though I think he's a first-round talent, I don't know the way the NFL is now if that's going to help. But look for Carew. Let's see what he can do in that game. He's a wide receiver prospect that excites me a lot. Speaking of going from a tried-and-true receiver to someone who's new to the receiver position, Braxton Miller, that's one of the big guys to watch in this game, coming out of Ohio State, obviously. Comes in at 6'1", 215. He obviously was the quarterback for Ohio State. Switched positions this year. Went to receiver. Stats weren't crazy, but he also ran the ball a lot. And that was one of the big things I wrote on this. Are they going to use him in the Senior Bowl as a pure wide receiver, which I think they should? Are they going to use him the way Ohio State did and line him in the backfield sometimes and do a lot of off-tackle stuff with the read option? I think if you're Braxton Miller, you want to play this game as a pure wide receiver so you can prove to the scouts that you can, you know, handle it at the next level. So that's definitely something to look for, is Braxton Miller, will he be a pure wide receiver in this game? Moving on to receiver that I don't know much about, because to be honest, there's only one highlight tape of him, but it's very good. His name is Paul McRoberts from Southeastern Missouri State. He comes in at 6'2", 197, which is good size for a receiver. He makes some acrobatic catches, which was, you know, that was what stood out in his film. He's one of those guys that, you know, he definitely looks bigger playing against the smaller competition, but the catches, you know, he made some great grabs. And, you know, the same thing, how's he going to look against better cornerbacks when he's lined up against some of these big school kids? That's just something to look at. His name is Paul McRoberts from Southeastern Missouri State. The last receiver I'm going to talk about right now probably, arguably, has the best receiving resume numbers out of everyone. And that's Sterling Shepard out of Oklahoma. I believe he was a four-year player at Oklahoma. I believe he scored at least four touchdowns. If I remember, I don't have my stats right in front of me, but I think he scored at least three or four touchdowns every year he played at Oklahoma. And he had great stats this year. He comes in at 5'10", 193. That's something that could be a challenge for him, is his size. Based on his frame, it doesn't look like he has much to bulk up. Well, if he's at 210, he may be maxed out already. But 5'10", you know, it is hard to draft a receiver in the first round unless he's just a bona fide slot, you know, can't miss prospect. But I do like what I love about Sterling Shepard, watching his tape. He's a tough player. I've seen him take licks. He's not afraid to catch in traffic. And the added bonus for Sterling that will definitely help him, like I already said, he can return punts. That is something for him to look for. And he's a seasoned player in a very good conference in the Big 12. So that is definitely something to look forward to. Look for Sterling Shepard. Moving on to the big hog mollies now. Let's go to line. I'm going to start with guards first, just because that's how my notes came out. Let's look at a guy named Cody Whitehair from Cody Whitehair from KSU, which is Kansas State. He checks in at 6'4", 309. So pretty big guy. He played left tackle at Kansas State. I see him as a guard in the NFL, but truth be told, he can probably play anywhere on the position. He's got the athleticism. He was a leader for that Kansas State team. Looked excellent in the tape that I watched with him. And based on, you know, since he's a tackle, but he's listed on the website of the Senior Bowl as a guard, where's he going to play? Is he going to play tackle or is he going to play guard? For me, as a recurring theme, I'd like to see consistency. I'd like to see him, you know, pick a position, which I think is guard. And, you know, I'd like to see him play because, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't play the whole game. So figure out what he's going to do. And I want to see if he's going to play the same position the whole game, because I want to see consistency out of that position. But I understand if he comes into the game and plays tackle and it's not working, then, you know, let him finish the game as a guard so we can see something out of him. And again, a leader for KSU, which is something you like to look for in your linemen. Moving on to my other guard to watch out for is Joshua Garnett out of Stanford, who comes in at 6'4", 321, just a crazy build. He just looks like a great athlete for the guard position. He's very strong, is what I've noticed. One thing that I want to see him do better in the Senior Bowl is get to the second level on his plays. I want to see what he does in the second level, because he played in that Stanford offense. As much as great as Christian McCaffrey was, you always got to give credit to the offensive line, which Garnett was a part of. So not many flaws in this game. I want to see what he can do at the second level when he gets out there. So that's something to look for. My two guards to watch, like I said, are Cody Whitehair from Kansas State and Josh Garnett from Stanford. Moving on to the center position. Another, like I said, these linemen, it could be hard to peg right now. The first center I have is Nick Martin, who's obviously the younger brother of probably the best guard in the NFL already, and that's Zach Martin. But let's talk, this is shows for you, Nick. Not your brother, he already had his time. Nick Martin, I got him as, he's a 6'4", 302. He's a tough one. I don't know where he's going to play on the line. I've watched the tape of him playing center, and I think he'd be a very good center prospect, but, you know, just on bloodlines alone, I'm sure they're going to try and slot him at guard. So let's look for that. Where's he going to play on the field? Is he going to play guard or center? And, you know, like a recurring theme with all my linemen, consistency. Let's make sure the consistency is there. And the last center the second center to look at is Jack Allen from Michigan State, who is your prototypical Big Ten, you know, tough offensive lineman. He reminds me of, you know, those grinders that come out all the time, just very athletic, you know, stuff like that. I, you know, he's a guy to watch for. He comes in at 6'2", 298. Definitely a player for me to watch just based on his the pedigree. You know, obviously playing offensive line in a Big Ten school like Michigan State, he's got the pedigree to him. So that's a guy I would definitely look out for. Moving on to tight end, and this was a tough one, but the first one I want to look at, just this might be name alone, but I want to see how he does, is Glenn Gronkowski. That's baby Gronk, Rob Gronkowski's little brother, coming out of Kansas State, 6'2", 234. He came out, he played fullback at Kansas State, but on the Senior Bowl website, he's listed as a tight end. So I would be interested to see what they're going to do with him, if he's going to play a tight end position in that game or if he's going to move around. Where I see him in the NFL is kind of the hybrid tight end position. I see him as like an H-back, which is becoming more and more popular in the NFL. Now, I do not think it was a great idea for baby Gronk to come out early. He still did have a year of eligibility left. I can't fault him for it, though. I mean, if you think you're ready, you're ready. But for the Senior Bowl, let's see if they're going to use him as just a strict tight end, or what I think would be more valuable is to use him all over the field as a fullback, a tight end, H-back. I think he could be a versatile player. At 6'2", 234, you want to see him put a little bit of bulk on. You want to see him put a little bit of bulk on, but depending on where they want to line him up, it's something to watch for in the game. My second tight end I want to talk about, this was a tough one. I will do another show about Bryce Williams, who's coming out of Eastern Carolina. He's not the guy I picked, though, because I will be covering, you know, when I do my positional shows, I'll get into everyone, and that's when I've seen more tape. You know, like I said, this show is just people to watch, because I'm going to be scouting still, too, watching this game. Nick Vannett, out of Ohio State, has the frame, you know, crazy frame that you like for, you know, and what I like about him, he's both, and I'll get into that. He's 6'6", 260, which sounds like your typical, you just run blocking tight end. But I see more than that in him. Like, he's a big athlete, and he's a big target. He moves well for a guy that big. The way Ohio State's quarterback situation worked out this year and the read option system, he didn't get to move around as much, but I think if he goes, you know, I think that's something to see in the Senior Bowl. If they run, you know, different kind of offense, more pro style, we're going to see if he can come out and be that big athletic tight end and not just the run blocker. I think that's where the potential comes in for a player like Nick Vannett. Like I said, Bryce Williams is another guy to watch. I will do a more complete scouting report on him when I get the chance. Moving again. Oh, I forgot I went from guard to tight end. Now I'm going back to line. And these will be a little bit quicker because I haven't been able to, like I said, scout as much offensive line as the other positions yet because those tapes are longer to watch. No excuses, I understand, but, you know, just started the season. Vidal Alexander out of LSU is my first guard to watch. 6'5", 329. That's offensive tackle size. And that's what I'm seeing. The Senior Bowl website has him listed as a guard. So is he going to play guard or tackle? Something to watch for, and let's see if he can show some consistency at either position. Like I said, recurring theme with these kids I'm talking about. One of the kids I really like, the other... Let's see. Oh, no, I do have Vidal. Never mind. Vidal was listed as a tackle, but projected as a guard going into the next round. So that's what I want to see. I want to see if he can make the switch from tackle and maybe move to guard. But with his frame at 6'5", 329, he could play potentially anywhere. Based on what I've seen, I don't see him as a true left tackle starter, but I do see him as, you know, maybe a right tackle or maybe someone you can kick inside and play the interior offensive line. The next guy might be my favorite tackle prospect in the Senior Bowl, and that's Jason Spriggs out of Indiana, 6'6", 305. But the one thing to watch in the game from him, he ran a spread offense in the at Indiana, so is that going to be an issue? Sometimes, you know, you see that out of prospects. You see offensive line who run the spread. Is that going to be an issue athletically because you're used to short checks and stuff like that? What's it going to look like when he gets tested? Something to watch for because he entered as one of the more seasoned seniors in college football. So I'd like to see, you know, if that's going to be an issue, the fact that he ran the spread and all the quick downs. You know, it's a different, you know, different process. I want to see, you know, five counts in the backfield, see how well he can protect the quarterback when he's getting when he's getting engaged longer than he's used to. Okay, let's move on to defense, which is, I like this line class. We'll get started with that. Some players to watch. I have four defensive pass rushers to watch. It's hard to call him a D-end or an outside linebacker at this point because anything could change, but we'll call them pass rushers. The first one is the guy, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Why can't I think of it? Oh, well, he was an eye-opener this year. That's not the word I was thinking. A revelation. And that would be Carl Nassib, who is, of course, Ryan Nassib's younger brother. Ryan Nassib plays with the Giants right now, quarterback. Carl Nassib is the younger brother at a Penn State, 6'6", 270. Worth noting, he put on about 40 pounds. I don't know, remember reading when it was, but the weight is new. So one thing I would, this is, you know, this is a Senior Bowl show, so we don't have to worry about, obviously, weight fluctuation. But going forward, we will talk about whether or not he can add more weight. But he's a guy that came out last year. This is, including high school, last year was the only time he had ever started in his career, I believe, was last year, including high school, because I believe he was a walk-on at Penn State, earned his way on the team. He's got a long frame, obviously at 6'6". He led the nation with 15.5 sacks. The only red flag that I look at, obviously, do you think, and I'm not calling him this, I'm just food for thought, is he flash in the pan? Like, let's see what we can do. You know, he led the nation with sacks, but that was 1 year. That's, you know, you don't have a lot to go through with 1 year. So let's see if he can keep that consistent play up at the Senior Bowl when, you know, everybody's fighting for their draft stock, and see if that 1 year of experience is maybe going to hinder him at the next level or what's going to happen with that. And speaking of potential, maybe the most potentially gifted guy is Sean Oakman out of Baylor. You may remember him. He was the guy with the shirt up that had all the memes last year. He went to the coin toss against the Michigan State game. And he was just a meme sensation because of his crazy freak athletic build. He's 6'8", listed at 6'9", on some websites, 276. Looks like an absolute animal. And when I do my next show, which is going to be where I was right and wrong last year, sometimes I do become enamored with these prospects that are physical freaks because that doesn't, you know, physical attributes does not make a great football player, and that's what a lot of the scouts are saying. And you can tell, you watch his tape, he needs a lot of technique, needs a lot of polish. He relies just on his athleticism, and that's not going to be enough when you get to the next level. So I want to see how he handles, you know, some seasoned guys that he's going to be going against in this game. He's great. He's fun to watch because he's so damn big, but that's something to look for. What's going to happen? You know, is he, you know, he's not had much time to prepare for this game. But for the Senior Bowl, let's just see how he does. See if he can mature more in the pass game and not just be the mauler that he's known for. Now to arguably my favorite player, maybe the best prospect in this game, not including Carson Wentz, or maybe even including him, is Noah Spence out of Eastern Kentucky, formerly Ohio State. So that's why you may remember him. That rings a bell. He's 6'3", 261. He was the big prospect out of, I want to say, Pennsylvania. Went to Ohio State. He has about three drug arrests, though, and that's why he ended up at Eastern Kentucky. One thing I liked is that instead of just going to the draft last year, he decided to prove that he could stick with the team. He made it, as far as I know. I don't know if he got arrested again, but still, three drug arrests is very alarming. Even though his father said they weren't his, he has since then, I think, taking the blame for it. Whether or not it was him, he needed to just take the blame and just get it over with. He looks like he's put it behind him, but we'll see. He absolutely dominated the FCS level this year. I don't have the stats, but I know he had at least, I think he had over 20 tackles for a loss, and he had double-digit sacks. The potential is through the roof with this kid. We just got to look at, you know, let's watch him on the field. Let's see if he looks like a mature kid like Leonte Carew from Rutgers. Let's see if he has a good head on his shoulders and see if he's learned from his mistakes and open to answer these questions that are inevitably going to be coming his way. And moving on to my last pass rusher is a guy who needs to have a very good Senior Bowl. And that's Daddy Nicholas from Virginia Tech, 6'3", 236. Wasn't going to lie, I had a lot of hopes coming into him this year. He wasn't bad, but he didn't live up to what I expected to. Yes, he played on a good defense, and I did not see a lot what I wanted to see out of Nicholas. He played 3-4 defensive end, which I don't think helped his needs. So that's something to look for. He played a 3-4 defensive end, but at 6'3", 236, and they wanted to play him as a defensive end in college. So maybe that's why the tape didn't give me what I needed to see. I would, if I'm the coach in this game, I try him out at like a 3-4 outside linebacker and see what I can do with him. Because if you want him at the end, you got to, at 236, you got to put at least 30 pounds on him. Or he'll just get eaten alive in the NFL at the next level. Because unless you have that freak athletic burst, which I just don't see in his tape right now. But let's see what he looks like if they line him up at 3-4 outside linebacker. Moving to the interior line is Jaron Reed from Alabama, 6'3", 313. And he's kind of been outshined by all the other Bama teammates. Just, I guess it's just how it is, the life of an interior lineman on the offensive or defensive side. It's unfortunate. He's listed on the Senior Bowl site as a DN, but I see him as a defensive tackle just because I've seen every game. I just think he's an absolute monster at run stuffing, and he needs to improve his pass rush, which, you know, if you're going to play defensive end for me, I don't want someone who still needs improvement, especially if you're looking at a potential first-rounder like Jaron Reed. I think he's more at home at D-tackle. So let's see where he plays in that game as a defensive tackle. Like I said, he's a run-stuffing monster. He just needs to improve the pass rush a little bit, and let's look for some of that out of this game. The second defensive tackle I have is Sheldon Rankins out of Louisville, who comes in at 6'1", 303. What I like about him, he's another good run defender. And one thing I like about him that he did for Louisville, he lined up at defensive end as a pinch. For a guy that big, he shows surprising athleticism. For a 6'1", 303 guy, he's lined up at D end at a pinch. I still think he's going to be, you know, like a 3-4 technique defensive tackle. So that's something for me to look for. Moving on to linebackers, outside linebackers for now. I went with three for this one. Reggie Ragland, Mr. Alabama, improved, maybe more than any prospect, improved his draft stock by staying in school for the extra year. Got the second to third round grade last year. Now he's potentially a first round pick. What's interesting about Ragland is that he is switching from inside linebacker to outside linebacker for the Senior Bowl. Whether or not, you know, I doubt that's a permanent switch. I think he just wants to show his versatility. Let's see how he looks at the outside linebacker level. That's something to watch for in this game. Let's see if he makes his reads well when he's playing a brand new position. You know, a guy who's considered by a lot to be one of the best linebackers in football this past season. Let's see what he looks like at a brand new position. I think he has the athleticism to look good playing in a fresh position. So that's definitely something to look for. See what he can do playing that outside position. Moving on to another guy that kind of got outshined by his teammates, and that's Joshua Perry from Ohio State. Coming in at 6'4", 254, absolute tackling machine. And, you know, since Ohio State has, well, look, it's what, Joey Bosa, Eli Apple, Adolphus Washington, Von Bell declared for the draft yet. I think he did. So that's four guys right there that still get more credit than Joshua Perry because he's, you know, usually these guys that you see that lead and that lead their teams in tackles are usually the ones that don't get a lot of the credit because they're not doing the sexy stats like tackling or picking the ball off. But he's definitely someone to watch. You know, absolute tackling machine. I think he looks very comfortable in the outside, you know, playing that outside linebacker position. And he's a quiet guy, which I like to see sometimes, you know. I like these guys that are leaders but don't have to go crazy on the field. So let's watch him in the game. Let's see if he looked as good. You know, now that he has a chance to shine at the Senior Bowl, he won't be overshadowed by too many more players. Let's see how he looks. Moving on to outside linebacker. Nope, still got one more. That's right, one more outside linebacker before we go inside. That's Jordan Jenkins out of UGA, 6'2", 253. He is a guy that did almost everything for Georgia. Played there maybe all 4 years. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he's got good size, really good athleticism. For me, consistency will be something to watch out of him. Can he consistently get to the quarterback? Some tape that I've seen, you know, sometimes he'll get bogged down. He's definitely a player to watch for me, though. When you can come into the SEC and compete longer than 2 years, it's worth watching. And that goes for any of the Big Five conferences. If you're a player that's played for, you know, that long and the numbers prove it, definitely worth watching, especially in a game like the Senior Bowl. Now we move into the inside linebacking. We get to Kentrell Brothers. Speaking of, you know, tackling machines, another one. You see where I value my linebackers. He's 6 foot 238, tackling machine, beast out of Mizzou. Don't know much about him. He's only got one tape available online right now, but he, you know, based on what he did, you know, he's been a leader on that team. He's a guy to watch for. Let me see how he patrols the middle. One thing I did notice, I want to see how he dips back in pass coverage. I saw him make some misreads a few times. We'll see if he can rectify that and have a pretty good Senior Bowl and improve his draft stock. Now, the next guy cleaned up at the awards show this year. Tyler, I apologize for my Temple fans. Tyler Matakevich, or Matakevich, probably Matakevich. Tyler Matakevich at a Temple, who's 6 foot 232. He won the Benarik and Nagurski trophy this year, which both go to the best defensive player in the country. He is an absolute ball hawk, I noticed on his tape, but that is also something that makes me nervous to watch for in the Senior Bowl. He's an aggressive linebacker, very aggressive, but he gets fooled on the play-action pass a lot. With this coaching he's getting this week, I'd like to see if he can get coached better into not getting fooled as easily on these play-action plays and these passing plays. It's great to be a ball hawk if he's lined up at the right position. I don't want to see my inside linebacker, you know, leaving the box too much, especially on an obvious passing play, and leave the middle wide open. So that's something to look for. Let's see if he can, you know, be polished like that, because he's an absolute freak in college. So let's see what he can do, and obviously against bigger teams, with all due respect to the American Athletic Conference. Let's see what Matakevich can do, and email me if I'm wrong on the name pronunciation. And now we are almost done. We're on the we have five more guys to talk about. We're on the secondary. One to watch. I am on cornerbacks now. I did two cornerbacks, two safeties, and one guy who can play both. But let's start with the corners. DeAndre Hall out of Northern Iowa, 6'2", 190. Like I've said about other people, how's he going to look against, you know, FBS wide receivers? The one piece of tape I was able to watch on him was against North Dakota State, and he handled them pretty good. And as far as I'm concerned, teams like North Dakota State, you know, the five-time reigning champs, could, you know, they stay in that division for a reason, to be more, you know, it just works for them, because, you know, it's better to be dominant for some teams than to move up and be a doormat. I've seen them. They beat Kansas State a few years ago. This team that's won five straight titles. DeAndre Hall from Northern Iowa looked very good to me in that game. He didn't get beat a lot. He showed good instinct. Let's watch him against these FBS receivers and see how he looks. Moving on to William Jackson III out of Houston, who's getting a lot of hype right now for good reason. He's 6'1", 185. He looked very good to me. He's the one. I believe he had two interceptions against Florida State. I know he had the one to seal the game, but I can't remember if he had one earlier in the game or not. He's athletic. He's smart. He checks off all the boxes out of what you want out of a corner. One thing I noticed, sometimes he can get a little too headstrong and aggressive, like Matakevich on defense at linebacker or corner. Kind of the same thing sometimes. You get over-aggressive and you misread the play, you can get burned a few times, and that happened to him. This was against the Florida State team, though, and that's the only tape I've seen out of William Jackson. And obviously Florida State's got plenty of NFL talent on that team, but it is going to be something to look for in the Senior Bowl. See if he makes sure he doesn't bite a lot on, you know, like obvious play actions and stuff like that. Moving on to the guy who last year, you know, looked like a surefire first-round pick. This year still could be, with a very strong Senior Bowl and a combine. That's Jalen Mills out of LSU. Is he going to be a corner or a safety? That's a big thing to look for in this game. As a corner, I like him. He'll be probably playing with the South team, I have to presume, which is Gus Bradley's team, who I know loves tall cornerbacks, and he's 6'1", 185, or 6'1", but he's 194. For a cornerback, that's excellent. So that's good size for either position, but for a corner, that's a lot of coaches trending upward now towards these taller corners. And that's something to watch for him. When he plays in the game, is he going to play safety or is he going to play corner? I see him. He's a very tough prospect to peg. I think he could excel at either way, but since he's playing for the Jaguars coach, Gus Bradley, let's see what he looks as a corner if he plays, and I've got to imagine he will play as a corner in that game. Two players left. Let's talk about Jeremy Cash from Duke, safety. 6'2", 210. Tape really impressed me so far for a college player. Great athlete. Good blitzing safety. What worries me is that he plays in the he's in the box a lot, and, you know, like a lot of these guys that I'm looking for, I want to see him get challenged better on the pass, because when I've seen him get challenged on the pass, he's had a chance, you know, he's gotten burned a few times. So I want to see if he's just a pure box safety, you know, like in the mold of like a Roy Williams or a Cam Chancellor, which has its merit, but, you know, if I'm looking for, you know, when I'm looking at a prospect, I always want to see if he could do it all. So let's see how he handles like the deep pass rush and stuff like that. But if he goes to the right scheme, like Seattle or something like that, that runs a box safety, I think, you know, what we're looking for him in this game will be irrelevant anyway. But if he wants to be seen as a more well-rounded safety, let's look and see how good he plays in the passing game. instead of, you know, unless he's being asked to blitz the whole time. And maybe that could be it too. Look, you know, maybe they'll play him as a box safety. You know, maybe that could be, because that could very well be his calling card in the NFL. Moving on to my last player to watch in the 2016 Senior Bowl, Darian Thompson out of Boise State, 6'2", 212. Another safety who's, you know, got the credentials, played, you know, I don't care. Boise State gets a pass. They're not in the Power 5, but, you know, the way their program has been, I always, you know, you have to respect a team like that. But one thing I noticed with Darian Thompson, it's another thing I want to look for in the Senior Bowl, he has some serious issues in coverage, and he's another guy as a safety. Is he going to be confined to just a box safety at the next level, or is he going to be able to show us in this game that he can assume that, you know, that deep threat role? And like I said, I'm not giving any disrespect to the box safety role. Like, Cam Chancellor is different. He can do box safety and be, you know, just a regular patrolling safety in the deep backfield. He's different. When I say box safety, I mean more of that blitzing, run stuff and safety. But I, like I said, I like versatility. I'd like to see if Darian Thompson can, you know, prove himself against the pass, because I saw, you know, the tape was a little alarming on some of the deep pass plays I saw out of him. So that would be something to look for. With that being said, that was a quick 40 minutes for me. I hope it was for you guys too. It's really good to be back. Send me an email for what I should do my next show as. We're working on our, my next show I'm going to do is probably going to be my top 50 board from last year's draft and see how I fared so far. You know, I have some hits and some misses like everyone else, but thought it did pretty good so far. We're going to get into the divisional shows soon like we did last year. As always, we have the mailbag. And I got two questions this week from you guys. One from Rich. I know he's a big fan. And I think Andrew gave us a question too. I will get to those next week because I have my notepad on me right now and I don't have the questions. I will get to that on the next show I do. After the NFL mock draft show I do tonight, I will get into that. If you guys could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NFL Draft Junkie. We're called Pro Football Draft Junkie now, but the Facebook page is still facebook.com/NFL Draft Junkie. We are on Twitter. I don't know the handle. You would just Google Pro Football Draft Junkie. And as always, you can find us on iTunes or Podomatic. Thanks for listening, guys. If you have any emails, shoot them those links. And we will continue to get more content out for you soon. Thank you.